My dear devotees, today I will address you on a very important subject matter for the Brahmachari Ashram. Mm.
Before we start the Brahmachari class, I wanted to just make my
announcement. Yes, please.
Like to welcome back.
Oh, yeah!
So officially welcome him back. He's been gone for months and months and months to the Bhaktivedanta Ashram.
Too long!
Okay!
Yeah!
It's the first gathering since he's back. So.
The first actual gathering with Gadadha Pandit in person. Not just the talk about him, but his personal. Personality is here. Thank you for coming. Good. Yes. So I thought today to talk on responsibilities. And I want to talk on it on different levels. One moment. I'm sorry, I have some hygienic activity here to do first. I want to talk on different levels on responsibility as a very important ability of a devotee who wishes to make advancement. It's a skill, it's an ability, as you will see in a moment. Please say with me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 The only way in which we can know the Lord is through a relationship. We cannot know Him through an intellectual understanding. We cannot know Him even by much practice of sadhana. We cannot even know Him through much hearing, say the Upanishad. We can know Him if He Himself chooses to reveal Himself to the devotee. How does the Lord enter a relationship with a devotee? Well, it depends a lot on the devotee's responsibility, his ability to respond to the Lord. There is a verse in the Gita, it says, Yeya tamang prapatyante tams tathaiva bhajamyaham. Mam eva ye prapatyante mayam metang tarantite. Huh? Is it, this verse is telling us a little bit about the foundational principle of a relationship and the degree, Krishna says, in which someone surrenders unto me, I reveal myself accordingly. It's about a relationship. Now it's very interesting to note that the first signal, the first activity, the first initiative in the relationship was done by Krishna. He now wants to see how you respond to this. There are five jewels of Vaishnavism, Pancharatna, five jewels. It's Krishna. Then Krishna expands himself into the Narayan forms. There are people who don't even wish to live with him in the Narayan form. People are not, their souls are not willing to cooperate with the Lord's enjoyment in his Krishna form. So the Lord expands himself in the Narayan form, in which you can have a slightly different relationship. But then Krishna comes as the third, as the Purusha avatars, those avatars which expand the world, so that the fallen souls have a chance to work at their relationship with Krishna. Still, some people don't respond. So he comes further in the forms of avatars. Of all the avatars, we hear from Sanatana Goswami, Ram and Nrisimha are those who are the most, the fullest manifestations of Godhood in this world, except for Krishna, of course, the avatari. So then still the Lord is seeing that people don't respond, and then he comes at the fifth jewel, that is the Acha avatar, the deity. So you can see, the Lord wants to reach us. The Lord wants a relationship with us, and he has given many chances. He's there as a fountainhead, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Then he comes as Narayan. Then he comes as the Purusha avatars who manifest the world. Then as the Leela avatars and Shaktyavesh avatars. And finally, as the Acha avatar. Yeah? You understand this. I don't want to talk about these five ratnas now. I only in detail, I would like to talk about the principle that the Lord wishes a relationship, and he has made the first initiative. He has also come in different other manifestations, like the Holy Scripture. No? He has come as Lord Krishna and spoken the Gita. As Vyasadeva, he has compiled the Vedic scriptures. The Lord's endeavor to contact us is much. We have heard that Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu has helped his father. There's a relationship, there's a dharmic obligation, and so on, and so on. A relationship is there. Krishna has also a relationship to all of us, really, and he wishes very, very much that this relationship becomes all right. At the moment, it's broken. It's a problem, Matthew. You have a broken relationship with Krishna. Slightly broken. It's something which is a serious thing. So, one of the ways in which Krishna comes to us is through the regular hearing of Shastra. And I will talk about this in a moment, but I really would like to set a frame. You will be very, very interested to hear what I have to say in a few minutes. My frame is, the Lord has made an initiative in this broken relationship. It's now up to us to be able to respond to this relationship. This is a very, very important thing. You have to now put something in it. You have to give it your best. You have to work on it. And here is one very nice verse about this. It's Canto 2, Chapter 8, Text Number 4. It goes like this. Shrinvata Shadaya Nityam Grinatascha Svasheshtitam Kalina Nati Digina Bhagavan Vishate Hridi. Translations. Persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously will have the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna manifested in their hearts within a short time. Maharaj Parikshit personally recommends that one hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, nityam, always by one's own effort, and with serious devotion also, that will help one to see the Lord Shri Krishna manifested in one's heart within no time. So, do you understand the principle? Here the Lord has come in the pages of the Bhagavatam, and now it's up to you to be able to respond. What is the responsibility which you have? Nityam, you have to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam regularly by one's own effort. It means you have to take that effort. You need to make this effort. You have to be responsible for this. It's nice, huh? By one's own effort you have to get into the Bhagavatam. And with what else do you have to do? With serious devotion. Prabhupada takes this from the word Shraddhaya, in earnestness, no? Nityam, regularly, always. Tvasheshtitam means seriously, by one's own endeavor. Isn't that beautiful? The responsibility means you take it upon your own shoulders to do it. The sound incarnation of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Soul, enters into the heart of a self-realized devotee, sits on the lotus flower of his loving relationship, and thus cleanses the dust of all material association, such as lust, anger, and hankering. Thus, the sound incarnation of Lord Krishna acts like Herbstregen, autumnal rains upon pools of muddy water. Hare Krishna. So if you are responding to Lord Krishna by hearing regularly with your own effort, that is on your own, the Bhagavatam, that will cleanse the heart of your loving relationship. That will cleanse the heart, and then sit on the lotus flower of your loving relationship. Hare Krishna. Bhava is here, constitutional relationship. Then the dirt will go away. An example is given here. During the rainy seasons, all the waters of the rivers become muddy. But in the month of July, August, the autumn season, when there is a slight rainfall, the muddy waters of all the rivers all over the world become at once clean. So Prabhupada says, in other words, devotional service to the Lord is so powerful that it can cleanse the hearts of all the people in general. I would like you to dwell a little bit on this by going deeply into the example. In the summer time in India, the ponds become dried out, and on the borders of the ponds there are these green algae, there are these shrimps, these insects. It's quite dirty, actually. People pass there, you know, there is no toilet as such, but they go there. It's really dirty around the ponds, because they will go afterwards to the pond and cleanse their sitting place in the body. They cleanse the sitting place behind, and then it's really dirty there. It's, you know, really have to go like this. Now, when the rainy water, when the water, the rainy season starts, then a lot of water comes, and all this dirt is really brought up, you know, everything is in one thing. Sometimes you have to walk through the streets up to the knees. And then the more water comes, and then all this dirt is washed away. it's all gets, the landscape gets carried, gets cleansed. The dirt is brought then to the river Ganga, and the Ganga flushes everything to the sea, where in a natural way everything is purified. This is how hearing about Krishna from the Bhagavatam works on you. It enters your ears through the ear holes, it's described, and then this flow or stream just washes everything away from the heart. Shoka, Maya, and Moha. Lamentation, fear, and illusion. These three things are washed out. But you have to really start with with this way which Lord, which Parikshit here says. You have to take the matter very seriously with your own endeavor. It's your responsibility. Svashashtitam. Your own shashtitam means endeavor. You have to apply this process. It is my firm conviction that many of our devotees have not yet understood their own part, their own endeavor, their own responsibility in the spiritual life, and therefore they may not always be fully alive in their spiritual existence. They are not yet fully there. It's my firm conviction. Now I want to now bring this subject matter into the context of our ashram. My dear devotees, I think you know, on this visit I was very much focused with my mind and attention to the outside, to new preaching programs, to new ideas, new things. I was really moving around, hearing a lot, participating in a lot. I went late to bed as a result of that. I was really trying my best to work very hard in finding myself really as a preacher in New York. And I have seen, really, after this is my third visit, I can now very confidentially say people are really absolutely ready for Krishna consciousness in this town. They are open and so on. And we are in the lucky situation that most of us are in the Brahmachari ashram. We can actually apply some focus on the preaching and give it our full energy. We don't require to work maintain a family situation. So I believe this is a very, very unique situation which you have. You have a preaching field which is endless, bottomless. You are living in a situation where you really only have to think of preaching. I mean, this is you don't have much more things to, in your mind. You are not married, that's one thing, and also everything seems to go well here. We have people to, we have a wonderful building which allows us to preach. I mean, it's still a little, the situation is, as you all know much better than me. Now I want to request you to become responsible. That is to respond in two ways to Lord Krishna. One is in your own personal relationship to Krishna. Here in these two verses, which I request you to read with a full purport in your private time, a lot is given about how this works. Let me again identify the number of the verses. Second canto, chapter 8, text 4 and 5. Huh? There you will find a very nice way how to respond to Lord Krishna. You have to hear the Bhagavatam regularly. You have to take the matter very seriously. You have to do an own endeavor. And the promise is Krishna will manifest within your heart in a very short time. You will have, in other words, a relationship to Krishna. Bhava is used, this word bhava, it's a relationship of love which will develop. And in this way, you have the chance really to address the biggest problem which you have, your broken relationship. In the Puranjana analogy, we find that this broken relationship is a very serious thing. You know, the devotee meets Lord Paramatma. In this case, it's a queen who meets the old Brahmana. That's the figurative language. And then the Lord tells the devotee, or his soul, "Don't you remember me?" He calls out in regret, "Our relationship has become broken. Since time immemorial, I'm together with you. Both you and me are like two swans who swim on the lake of the heart, and you have turned away from me. Now I have come to reclaim you." The Lord comes and is very insightful and full of an initiation to restore the broken relationship. And now we have to respond. And one way, the first way to respond is, in our tradition, you have to hear svacheshtitam, with your full endeavor, give it your best. That was hearing the Bhagavatam. I want to, in the future, offer you the best I have to offer in my life, a japa retreat, just for the devotees, where I will train you to chant extra rounds. I think if we have brahmacharis, we can go for, I can train you to chant 64 rounds a day without any problem. If we take the time, I will give you different techniques and how to control the restless mind, the tiredness, everything we can learn, and we can learn to become a little intense in our practice. We should, as brahmacharis and sannyasis, be able to have that taste. I mean, that is, our advancement should happen. Here it's just said we, so that's a japa retreat, hearing the holy name, chanting and hearing. Here we hear the same principle of hearing with one's full endeavor in the Bhagavatam class. But what I want to bring new to this knowledge, which you all know already, that hearing is important. I think you all hear this in every third class which you are observing, or which you are going. Svasheshtitam is a novelty, with your own endeavor. And I want to express it with the word responsibility. You have to respond to Krishna. He has, you know, this is an invitation. Radha Vallabha, here with your with full seriousness, lead the Bhagavatam, and you will have me, this is what Krishna says, manifest in your heart within a short time. Yes. That's an invitation. That's something. That's not, I mean, this is divine. Krishna will help you to meet him, because he will take on the role of the street sweeper. He will enter the sound vibration and purify what's between you and the Lord, the dirt in the heart, in other words. That's an offer. I mean, that's, let's talk American. That's a sale. Ausverkauf, sagt man, glaube ich, ne? That's a sale. You know, that's a very, very, Krishna is fully present in that relationship. Are you able to respond? This is the question, Ganesha. Are you responding to Krishna? Oh yes, it's a sale, but I walk by. Will you enter the shop? Will you give your little pennies, or what is it here, cents, dollars, to Krishna? Will you give your attention, full attention? Will you take this serious? This is the question. So I will now talk about responsibility from a very interesting perspective. Prabhupada once said, it's very easy to be Krishna conscious, become Krishna conscious. What's difficult is to become determined. This is a literal translation. I read this in the Vyasa Puja offering of Umapati Swami. It's very easy to become Krishna conscious. It's a sale, especially in Kali Yuga. Sale is Ausverkauf, huh? Everything goes.
It's on sale.
Yeah. I wanted to say it's a special offer, you know, special offer. Are you determined now? In another lecture, Prabhupada said, in Krishna consciousness, we are very close to the kingdom of God. But that last remaining distance, we have to cross by eagerness, you know, we have to really want it. And in other words, here we we get to know another dimension, determination, but also the eagerness which carries the determination. The best form of determination is a lot of eagerness in spiritual life. That's the best form of determination. Why are we not determined? Because of pramada. Pramada means inattention. We are not there. Our mind is somewhere else. Our mind is mostly with the material energy and our own selfish concerns. Therefore, we cannot give it our determination. Our determination is eaten away by our distraction to sense enjoyment, something which happens in the material mind. Now, the yogis do know that. And the yogis have a very interesting process to control the mind. They feel that they do this with pranayama exercises and physical exercises to make the mind still, which always becomes distracted in material sense enjoyment. But the Bhagavatam tells us that this process is not as effective as Mukunda Sevaya, the service to Mukunda. In the first canto of the Bhagavatam, it is said, one may try with one's best intention to control the mind and the senses, which pull us away from this determination to serve to Krishna, which may pull us away from Krishna. But because this doesn't satisfy the soul, this controlling exercise of mind and senses, therefore it's not as effective as Mukunda Sevaya, to serve the lotus feet of Mukunda. And here is our chance. Here is our absolute chance to take full shelter in our service, will control our mind so that we can cleanse this mind from its diversion. If you want to advance now, if you want to advance, you must not only take shelter in your devotional service, you must take responsibility in your devotional service. Remember, we need to answer the initiative or the offer of the Lord. That taking responsibility in devotional service is really the best form to control your mind and bring it to Krishna. No breathing, no sense control. Take responsibility in your service. It's because once you take responsibility, your mind can't run away from it. We gave a program, a bhajan program at Eddie Stern. It was the greatest suffering I ever experienced so far in New York, because I had taken responsibility in my service as a preacher. I wanted to make it the best program ever. I wanted to win the heart of that yoga studio with a wonderful experience. And first of all, we made some mistakes, and then our guests made mistakes. There was an atmosphere like in a train station or a greyhound station, so restless, and it was created by our own people who needed a forum for socialization. That's a good need, you know.
Socializing,
yeah. Communities need that. But not when we are trying to do something else, that is to create a very, very rich spiritual atmosphere. But they were not the main problem. The main problem is me. My concept was not so good. And Keshava Acharya Prabhu helped me a little. He suffered also, like anything, because he also wanted it to be good. He saw it, gave a good feedback how to improve it, and we applied it. And yesterday the magic worked. It's easy to make the magic work. It was a very meditative atmosphere, and people were crying. People didn't want to leave. People were offering services to us, and so on and so forth. They were very much won over. Maybe we needed to first know how to not do it, and so on. So I wanted to, but my point here was a different point. I don't want to talk about a good preaching program. I had taken responsibility. I had said, okay, I'm here the person who is announced. I will take responsibility. And as I saw it was going out of my hand, my mind was so much with it. I could see every detail. I could hear every whisper, every disturbance, everything which went. My mind was fixed like in a yogic trance on it, because I have taken the responsibility. My mind couldn't go anywhere else than just, oh Krishna, we want to do something so nice. We want to do it for you, and so on. The moment you take responsibility, your mind cannot go anywhere else. You are responsible. When you are in the kitchen, our Muli Manohar, and you take responsibility, I am responsible that there is a nice meal, and that the brahmachari ashram, that they will become strong, stout, determined. This must be good prasadam. It must be cooked in good consciousness. I cannot just space out. Okay, let me put on a lecture or appropriate songs, bhajans, and so on and so forth. Then your mind is fixed. You're 100% there. And you feel divine pleasure. The yogis try to get this fixation by breathing control, by exercises, but it works for some time, but because it doesn't satisfy the soul, that's the Bhagavata version. This process doesn't work. Our thing is we respond to Krishna. We want to use our service as an expression for us to respond to the Lord's loving offering in a very meaningful and very deep way. We want to, the Lord has done everything. He's made these statements in the sacred scriptures where he wants